Morning, Pete. How are you?
Well, thanks, William. How are you?
I'm okay now. Fast, relentless, adaptable. Is it taking longer to get that into Connacht's minds than you thought it would?
Yes and no. I think that anytime you're going to change the way you're playing the game, particularly in an overall identity that we're talking about there, it's not going to be done in one preseason. It's not going to be done in two games. It's not going to be done in three games. I think if you can start to see a semblance of that real identity coming together by the middle of that first season, I think that's a good outcome. That said, you need to see key markers along the way. And on a game-by-game basis, you want to see those aspects to your identity growing as you go. You don't just want to wait 6 months and be patient. You need to see that building and then see that final product, partway through the season. So in that sense, I'm happy with how we're tracking. But that said, every game gives us an opportunity to learn about where we're at, how we can fix things. So, for example, I thought the game on the weekend, we at times struggled to play fast. Now, there are aspects of that that we can control. For example, how quickly we get to a set piece, or as Jack alluded to earlier, how quickly we get off the ground, or how quickly we clean a threat at the breakdown. There's aspects that are controllable. There are also aspects that external factors come into play. So I think, the Dragons clearly came with the intent to take some of the pace out of the game early. If you look at the speed with which they walked back to the halfway line for the restart after the first 3 points we kicked, you could see that they were trying to take some of that momentum out of the game, which I applaud. I think is really savvy. We had a referee who had some different interpretations around the contact area of what we might have had in the previous 2 weeks. So again, that's something that takes the fastness out of the game because there are more stoppages, there's more talks to the captain. So it's when we get those external factors, how can we reassert ourselves, reassert our tempo on the game? Is it arriving quicker at the next break in play at the next set piece? Is it hurrying along the ref? Is it pointing out what the opposition are doing? I think there's aspects in there where we can be smarter, but unfortunately, sometimes you have to go through that pain and learn those lessons by reviewing it. But what you don't want to see is that getting repeated week after week. You've got to see growth. So we're on track. We're on the right track. And as I said, there's some difficult lessons out of a loss like that. But we take those losses, those lessons, and move forwards.
On that, so some of that is linked to the adaptable. It struck me watching the game back that Connacht didn't seem to have a plan B, that you were trying to do the same things over and over again, and they weren't working. And that sort of gave the Dragon, because the Dragons were turning that against you, that was giving them more and more hope.
Yeah, I think that perception is fair when you struggle to build any sort of momentum or any sort of rhythm into a game. So what we found was we might get those two or three phases of rhythm and then something would break that, whether it was a penalty, either for us or against us, whether it was a drop ball, a moment of inaccuracy around the breakdown, those key moments where we needed to build flow on top of flow. We failed to do that and we failed to do that too often. So I don't think it's the lack necessarily of a plan B because I think there are always different avenues we can take the game. That is part of being adaptable. But it's actually when you're not generating the flow that you need, it's difficult to get any sort of plan out there. We knew the Dragons would kick the ball well. I think between their 9 and 10 that started that game with Williams and Davies, I think they're two of the better kickers in the competition in terms of that game management, the distance they got on those kicks. So we expected what came at us, but we just weren't able to build that momentum on the back of that. We counter-attacked really well off that initial carry, but within a couple of phases, as I said, it's either a drop ball or a missed clean out, maybe even a penalty to us. Now, a penalty to us is great, but again, it slows the game down if we've decided to take 3 points or kick to touch. It's another break and another gap in that flow. So I don't think it's an aspect of the different plans. It's just actually getting some momentum with the plan that we're doing at the time. And so we didn't get that. It was too stop start to really see anything from us. That was the frustrating part.
Munster 3-0, Connacht 1-2. So there's a high pressure on this. There's always a pressure in inter-pro games, but you're kind of chasing a little bit now. To get level with the other Irish teams who are all unbeaten. So what are you looking to tweak for Saturday night to get the right result in Thomond Park?
I think it's a combination of things. Yes, there's added pressure because, you know, we'd love to be going into this game either 3-0 or 2-1. Of course, you know, you'd always love to be in that position, have the momentum of that. And then we're hitting the Munster game and then that Ulster game at the Aviva with all that momentum behind us. So, yes, there's pressure, I suppose, because of that. At the same time, you know, most people, you know, would expect a Munster win at home and you know, you could equally say that there's pressure on them from that respect. I think the key thing for us is that we've won there before and won there before more than once. I think a lot of the players that were in the room for our team meeting this morning have been part of those wins and know what it takes to win there. So when we've had success previously, we've had our emotional pitch just right in terms of the preparation during the week, but also how we arrive at game day. So that emotional mental state is really important. You could see that from the beginning of this week that the guys are there. There's a processing of the disappointment from the Dragons game, but immediately you see a narrowing of that focus, knowing that Munster are on the horizon. So already I've seen we're in the right place for that, and turning up with that right mindset for a trip like this, you know, doesn't really become an issue for the coaches to worry about. The challenge for us is how we can focus the rest of the players' attention. We know they'll be emotionally there. So it's what do we need to get the biggest bang for our buck? We can't go in with 10 different themes or 10 different ideas for beating Munster because it's just too much to think about in the intensity of an interpro like that. You've got to really zero in on a couple of key points in attack, a couple of key points in defence, and then just unleash them to go and attack those two messages, I suppose. So for us, it's about reducing our messaging right down to those pinch points. And as I said, the way we start the week Monday, Tuesday, I feel we've done that really well. And it's then setting the players up to just go and, as I said, get off the leash and go and attack them in every aspect. And the one thing you know is the lads will certainly be up for that.
Key man back is Bundiaki. He's got to be a lot of attention on him. It's his first game back since the Lions tour. Will he have a specific role, whether he starts or come off the bench, as part of this new strategy that Connacht have?
I think Bundy's specific role is to get up to speed, or over the past few weeks, it's been to get up to speed with how we're trying to play. So in attack and defence, obviously, but there's probably more changes to how we're attacking. So it's been him getting up to speed with that. Now, the great thing is he's had numerous different avenues for doing that. So he's had the work he's done off field. He's had the one-on-one meetings with us as coaches. He's had the catch-ups with players, with leadership groups. Then he's been able to be on the grass observing training, and then the last few weeks on the grass participating in training. So he's had a really nice layered introduction to what we're trying to do. Will it be perfect from him and everyone else on the weekend? You know, I think that's not necessarily required. You don't win interpros by being perfect. You win interpros by being relentless and doing enough of the good stuff, enough of the time. So I think Bundy's understanding of how we're playing, he's, again, similar to the team, not the finished product, but he's well on the road and ahead of schedule in terms of where we thought he'd be. So I'm just excited about seeing him getting the opportunity on the field. You know what he's like. He wants to be out there and he wants to be contributing from a personal point of view, but also to the team cause. So the way we're playing gives him that little bit more freedom probably to do that, to express himself, but also for him to feed off the opportunities created by other attackers around him. So I think the way we're playing will suit him, and he's enjoying training and he's enjoying the bit of detail that goes into that. So it's enormously exciting for him and, as you say, great for us.
What specifically are you looking to fix? If you take the good performance against the Bulls, the disappointing performance against the Dragons, what do you need to get right on Saturday night from the start to get a result down there?
I think our contact work, our collision work in attack and defence is crucial, and that's probably stating the obvious against Munster, but the thing that stood out when we played the Bulls here was how well we fronted up physically. And that's not just a mindset, it's also the technical aspect of the body height into collisions, the leg drive as a ball carrier, the targeting and impact as a cleaner at the breakdown. I think there's obviously an intent which is crucial against these big physical teams, but there's also a technical accuracy which is really important. Now, we had that against the Bulls. We had that in terms of our tackle technique in defence. We had that in terms of our ball carrier and our breakdown work in attack. So I think we were 10% off in those departments and those contact departments on the weekend just gone against the Dragons. Now, 10% might not seem a huge amount, but they're little avenues, coming back to what we talked about earlier, that prevent the flow in the game. So, for example, a really key moment in the game was Caelan Blaydes getting held up over the line. If we score that try just going into halftime, a couple of minutes before halftime, the scoreboard pressure that places on the Dragons in terms of how they have to approach the second half, the momentum it gives us going into the second half is really important. But if you go back to that ruck previous to where Blaydes got picked up the ball and had his little snipe and got held up, we missed a clean on the player that ended up holding up Blaydes over the line. And there were two Connacht bodies there in a really good position to take a Dragons player to ground. But we let him stay on his feet. And the result of that was he got that half a yard and able to get underneath the ball for Blaydes. So those little moments, they interrupt the flow. They interrupt the obviously the effectiveness we have on the scoreboard. But it comes back to being that 10% off of that contact zone. So if we get that right, and as I said, that's both sides of the ball, attack and defence. We get that right from the first whistle on the weekend. We'll be in the fight no matter what else happens around the game and around tactics and strategy of how we manage the field. We'll be right in the thick of it and we'll have a really good chance.
Thanks, Pete. We look forward to it. We'll see you down in Limerick and good luck on Saturday evening.
Thanks, William. Cheers.